patient's name is Janet Kennedy. First name is J-A-N-E-T. Last name K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Date of birth is 4-7-1962. Date of service is 2-8-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 59-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up. Status post motor vehicle accident that occurred back in September of 2021. The patient states that she is having increasingly worse neck pain around cervical spine, and also states that she's having less shoulder pain with any range of motion or extension. Allergies, penicillin, current medication, Lexapro, amlodipine, atorvastatin, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and depression, anxiety, surgical history, facial reconstruction, left arm pain, left arm surgery, left hip replacement, left shoulder, and right ankle. Social history, denies drug, admits to ETOH socially, and admits to smoking 2 cigarettes a day. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 118 over 69, heart rate 65, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.7, O2 sat 96, and she weighs 192 pounds. Physical exams, general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, neck. She has normal range of motion. However, she does have point tenderness to her cervical spine right about C6, C7. That does radiate to her left shoulder, which she thinks is causing increased pain with range of motion. Chest, S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion. No edema. She just has increased pain with range of motion to that left shoulder. However, she still does have complete range of motion. Neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, and her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, cervical pain. Number 2, left shoulder sprain. I will give the patient an order to have an MRI of her cervical spine as well as her left shoulder without contrast. A patient did already have x-rays done while she was evaluated in the emergency room at St. Luke's, status post motor vehicle accident. And then she also did complete physical therapy after the accident. And she states that all of this pain has just been getting worse. So I do think that that is necessary. I'm going to go ahead and give her a prescription for Flexeril, Motrin, and a Medrol dose patch. She does refuse a Decadron injection in the office today. If she has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.